This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Hi. The pleasant and grounded sounds of Jennifer Horn. Well, most of the time she's grounded, as is Victoria and our Jay. Sometimes I think Jay is the most grounded, and I don't know why I think that. It's not.
He's
that's not
newest.
A slap. Maybe that's a
hip. I still behave.
Yes, there you go. She still behaves. How do you like that? Okay, speaking of behaving and misbehaving, Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. So the crime situation, the crime stats came out, and Los Angeles has a 61% increase. I don't know if this is like throwing red meat to you, Jennifer,
yeah.
Or not, because of...
Well, homicides are up 300% in Los Angeles.
How in the world, how did the public stand for this? That was my question. I saw the stat. How in the world do even the crazies that live in Southern California, and I love Southern California. I don't like it politically, but I just love the energy that's there, but I just can't imagine.
But you can feel it, right?
Anybody...
I mean, you just came to town. Can you feel the difference?
Yeah.
Because it's really hard. If you were from a place where you're lucky enough to have a pretty constant with your crime and maybe you live in a smaller town, it's not so bad. When you live in L.A., you can feel the pulse of this. And I live in the suburbs. I don't go into L.A. I mean, I try to go in as infrequently as possible.
Yeah, nobody does.
But that you can feel that there's just this feeling in the air where things are just not as safe as they used to be. And L.A. had really for a while prided itself on being a pretty, at least a relatively safe big city. And now it's really falling by the wayside. Not only do you have a homeless crisis that is going crazy and people are being, there was just a story of this woman and she's stuck in my brain. I saw her, I think 2 days ago on one of the local news channels who was attacked by a homeless person in front of her kids. In fact, the homeless woman was trying to steal her child, saying that the child actually belonged to the homeless woman. And so she was trying to violently take her kid from her. And she was telling her story, and she's not, this isn't just something that happens every once in a while.
Well, it's mental
people are attacking.
Illness.
Yeah, it's a mental illness, and it's drug addiction and all the stuff that comes with that. And so certainly that's one element of the problem. The other is that there has just been a softening on crime. You know, instead of I think we've talked about it here, and we're all in different places politically, but when you have such a strong movement to defund the police, that's not necessarily what people in the inner cities want. It's not what people, right, because what they do is they just pull funding from the police, which results in a more strained police force. You have the idea of now social workers responding to crimes instead of police officers, trained police officers, which it's going to be that is also kind of setting yourself up for trouble. You have a governor who's letting tens of thousands of people out of jail early for all sorts of different reasons. And so there isn't really a punishment system in Los Angeles anymore. There isn't a way to deter the crime because people know they're not going to be in trouble. And then you have people who are struggling for money. Another element of this is that people's catalytic converters are getting stolen because you can get thousands of dollars for them. So there's crime
the
rings in that.
And you're
You've
all
got,
set.
I mean, it's the perfect storm. You have fentanyl that is just pouring across the border from Mexico into California. I mean, enough lethal doses to take out the entire state of California come in every week from Mexico.
See, that's the kind of stuff. If there was no other reason for shutting down or trying to manage better the problem with illegal immigration, That's it right there. It has to be managed. It's not just shutting it down. Shutting it down doesn't address the real problem.
Right. That's one of the biggest concerns for Californians anyway, and anyone living in a border state is the crime and the drug cartels that really pick up with an open border. And then you add in, so the cherry on top, I mean, this is what is creating this perfect storm in California, is some very, very, very progressive district attorneys. And George Gascon is someone who is now facing a recall. He's only been
in
office over 100 days.
I'd ask this of all three of you. What is there that's in it for these people to have this lenient attitude?
For George Gascon, he was funded by George Soros. And I know everybody bristles at the name George Soros, but it's true. George Soros is using his money.
But what's it? Why would he want to do it?
Because they want to create enough, chaos. And they'll tell you this. People who are kind of on the payroll of George Soros who run for office will tell you that they want to knock down the whole system and start all over again. They think America is
that
perfect, that it can't be saved. Well, it creates ideologically, it creates a country that is designed in the vein that they think is going to be most successful.
Okay, so let's just stop at that for a second. We've been talking off and on about the attitude that certain Americans have towards certain other Americans. And the conversation was about Asian hate earlier on. And I noticed that the House passed an anti-Asian hate crime bill. And so Biden will probably sign it. But what does that do? It isn't that you keep...
I think it makes it a federal hate crime against Asians.
I understand the practical side. I didn't make it clear. I understand what practically it does.
Right.
But what does it do toward the attitude that folks have that is ignorant about Asians or about black people or about any minority? It's sheer ignorance that brings us to a point.
But you would hope that we have laws to deter people from committing crimes.
But do they do any good? I guess that's my question, Victoria. That's
laws
question.
With the intent. I mean, here's the thing.
It's a
laws
good intention.
With the intent of providing law and order are great. The problem is that you can create all the laws you want, but if you get a district attorney like George Gascon, he's not going to enforce any of those laws.
Well, but
he's not
going to
charge people.
All right, so back it up a little.
Just to give you an example, a woman who kills her kids is only facing, like, what, 6, 7, 8 years in prison?
Nothing. Zero.
They're out. If you're a gang member and you're out popping people and killing them, you're not going to have to, you'll serve your time for the murder, which isn't even going to be a life sentence in California anymore. But you won't be able to have special circumstances brought against you because George Gascon doesn't think it's fair that we convict people, even if they are known gang members or have these sorts of special circumstances.
It's unbelievable how we've created this kind of mindset. I noticed we're being heard at the moment on a radio station in Warsaw, Wisconsin. And last night, or the night before, maybe it was Monday night, there was a standing room only crowd in a courthouse meeting room trying to resolve a debate over whether the county, the Warsaw County, it's actually Marathon County, should declare itself a, quote, community for all. There's a fellow who's on the board of supervisors. His name is William Harris. He's a black man, stood up and begged his colleagues who opposed the resolution to change their minds. He said, quote, I want to feel like I'm part of this community. That's what a lot of our residents are saying. We want to contribute to our community. We want to feel like a part of the community. So my question to him is, why do you not feel like you are a part of the community? Is it just a label? I looked down further on the story which showed up. I get access to some actually farm sites. This was a story in a farming community. A board member, another one of the members of this board, argued that acknowledging racial disparities is a form of racism. He said, quote, when we choose to isolate and elevate one group of people over another, that's discrimination. You know, there's something to be said.
Reverse racism.
That's the label.
No, but...
But why is it not that we can be communities for everyone? Why does it have to be just one, whether it's Asians or
Blacks or example.
Whomever?
Lori Lightfoot, who's the mayor of Chicago, is entering... This is her first term. She's going to be going into her last year as mayor before the election. And she's publicly came out and said she'll only do interviews with black and brown people. Now, okay, I mean, how does that help the problem? I mean, I have always thought that it's about less division than more division. How does it help the problem to say she's only going to speak to black and brown reporters? That doesn't do anything. That doesn't help anything. It just makes people
that's a
retreat
racist
to their
respect.
Yes, itself. It is. But, I mean, and that's the point. Like, there is such a thing as reverse racism, but wouldn't it be nice if we could just get back to the idea that I think most of us were brought up on that doesn't seem to be enough anymore, to just treat people as people and
with
individuals
respect.
Instead of classifying everybody.
I was
everybody.
Completely colorblind
right,
when
but
I grew
we,
up.
Right, but that's not how the rest of, this country is. And unfortunately, that's, I would love
but
for
so
that to be the case.
So are you going to force people to think that way, though, Victoria? You don't force people to think that's what causes the upset.
But if you don't bring attention
now,
to it, how is it
I
ever going
to I think you need
better?
To bring attention to it, yes. Bringing attention to it, yes.
Leading by
education,
example is very powerful.
Example,
I that
yes.
This country is primarily good. And yeah. I believe that the bulk of the country is primarily good. So why spend all of our energy, our resources, and ruin all of our relations that we've built so much in this country because a small group of people need to be made a lesson of? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Forget that small group of people. Lead by example. Do the right thing. And we don't have to worry about all this stuff.
The passing of a famous actor comes into scrutiny in a matter of moments here. The DJV download every day. We have bits and pieces of conversation, so you can kind of catch up on the essence of the whole program. For example, the one that is most recently downloaded at DJVshow.com is the story of Ariana Grande and her mysterious wedding. Ooh. A couple of other marriages, weddings we talk about. Nick Jonas also falls off his bike. We had that conversation. And a lock of Kurt Cobain's hair sells for an outrageous amount. Find out how much it went for by listening to our trending items on the download, djvshow.com. As a matter of fact, you can, if you want to know the latest on Sharon Stone, and what her thoughts are about the XXX version of Basic Instincts, you can get that info, too. Podcast at DJVshow.com or wherever else you may get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
The passing of actor Charles Grodin bummed me out, frankly.
Yeah.
I thought he was fabulous. And maybe it went back to Midnight Run. I noticed that De Niro said that he was a great person. He was a great, it was a project. He loved working on that project with him. It looked like
the
two of them.
That's a good movie. I never saw that.
Ah, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous movie. Dennis Farina is a great bad guy in it. It's a fabulous movie. It really is. The two of them are having so much fun, and it's fun. And, you know, you can see that Grodin in his facial expression. So, passing away at the age of 86. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour, I just was distracted for a moment here. You know, during the production of this program, before, during, and after, we're all really immersed in what's going on, and it makes us sort of unusual in that we have all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, knowledge, deep knowledge into things. And I just looked at this Kiplinger report. I look at it every week, the Kiplinger newsletter, about this is a focus on inflation. And the data basically says that the consumer prices we're paying, you were talking about this earlier, Victoria, mm-hmm. and Jay, I'm not trying to steal your time, but I just saw this, and this is a trending thing, actually. The feds are saying that because the cost of the chips in the cars and the TVs and other things, which we're noticing now, radically changing, cost of used cars up 20% from last year at this time. New cars, you can't buy them unless you pay sticker or over. Television sets, forget it. You know, that's sort of any kind of technology. And that's creating to, at the moment, the federal data show 4.2% increase in consumer prices. Now, that's about twice what it was the year before during the pandemic. So a lot of people still out of work. The stimulus money going away. I don't mean to be a naysayer. But we better hurry up and get everybody back to work. Or, excuse me, it'll be a lot of things that'll be different. Justin, and sometimes that stuff affects Jennifer, midterm elections and things like that because...
100%.
Yeah, really. Okay, I noticed, Jay, that there's a focus on Tora Bright. What is... This is something... Because she's breastfeeding, is that the issue? What is the problem here?
The photo is of her doing a headstand, and then she's naked except for wearing underwear, and then the baby is kind of like on all fours on the ground. It's a really impressive photo.
She's nursing the baby upside down?
Yeah, she's doing a handstand. It's just, it's, you know, showing
nursing,
showing motherhood and her athleticism.
What is wrong with her? She should be sitting in a chair.
Like, it reeks of Hilaria Baldwin, by the way.
I know.
such an impressive
What a bragger.
Voter.
What a bragger.
What's this woman's name? Tora Bright. Let me just
Who is this
yeah,
woman?
She's an Olympian. She's a snowboarder in Australia. Okay. And she's getting a lot of hate, like a lot of hate. For the photo people are calling
my
her
hate is
mom.
Based in jealousy. Like, who the heck can have a baby?
I know. If I looked like that, I wouldn't wear clothes either.
Down.
You know, there's a lot of focus on some of these great women athletes. I just am looking around here, the story of Sabrina Ionescu. Do you know who she is? WNBA star. Some of these women. Yesterday we were talking about the woman who's now a player who is old enough to be the mother of most of the other players. Yeah. So a lot of attention being given to some of these. This Ionescu had a triple-double. And that's like, what, that's three times, you got three shots, you get 2 points each time, right? I think that's how that works.
A triple-double.
Hearing, yeah, right. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back to Tora Bright. So she's telling everybody to, you know, basically stick it in their ear. Right, when it comes to this, Jay?
Yeah, it's just a lot of mom shaming, and she's saying that all moms should be sticking together and lifting each other up.
Right, literally and figuratively.
If she's so fit, then maybe she should go to some of the other moms' houses who just would like to take a shower.
Yeah.
Well, was that a problem with you, Jay, when you were nursing? Did you have... You didn't do it upside down, right? You were standing against the wall.
No, I didn't nurse.
Oh, that's right, too. You had a problem. Yeah,
Max formula fed.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right. This sea dog that took a boat ride in Spain. Have you ever? It sounds like a Three Dog Night song. What's the scoop here?
I want to know what follow-up is. Like, why there's no story or there's no news on why the dog was on the boat by itself.
By himself.
It was an out-of-control boat. The dog was on board. Some people thought that maybe the person who was manning the boat had fallen overboard. The Coast Guard arrives. They were trying to get this out-of-control boat handled. One of the rescuers that tried to get onto the boat fell over. They thought he was going to get hurt by the propeller. Everything ended okay.
That ad you see of the dogs driving the car that's all over the place now, this was a dog out in a boat all by himself. 28
yeah,
past
the dog
the
was out. Rescued.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough. And it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cats as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know. A little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges, there's going to be challenges over affection, there's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed legislation to create an independent 9/11 style commission to investigate the January 6th siege on the Capitol in a 252-175 vote on Wednesday. Under the legislation, each party would select five commissioners with expertise in national security and law enforcement to look into the security failures. Representative Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, helped build bipartisan support for the bill. Democrat legislators have introduced a measure to block the sale of $375 million in weapons to Israel, saying the Biden administration should not be rubber-stamping arms transfers to the Israeli government as it bombs the besieged Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, a group led by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced legislation to block the recently announced sale of precision-guided munitions to Israel. China has reacted with fury after the United States sent the USS Curtis Wilbur through waters in the disputed South China Sea near the Paracel Islands. China said it was illegal. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're going to have a celebration here in a moment. Well, maybe an acknowledgement, then a celebration. A revival. Maybe you'll think it's a revival. But it's time for us to change. Time for us to go down a different street. So after Victoria brings us up to date with regard to this lawsuit over COVID process on a university campus, then we're going to take a moment and review where we are and perhaps set a plan for going forward. I know that sounds rather mysterious, but you'll understand after Victoria's done with the story.
Okay.
Okay.
Hell of a lead-in.
No pressure.
Sure. So anyway, so the story is...
You expect something different from me? What do you expect from me?
I don't expect anything anymore. I just have zero expectations.
Perfect.
So the story is a federal judge on Tuesday refused to dismiss two different lawsuits that were filed against the University of Delaware by current and former students who argue that they think they're entitled to refunds for services that they didn't receive when the campus was shut down.
They are.
So, yeah, so the judge ruled that these two lawsuits can absolutely move forward. The judge ruled that the students may not be entitled to tuition refunds, but they can at least pursue reimbursement claims for student fees. Student fees would include, well, not even room and board, but if you think about all the other things that are included in your tuition, you get to do, you know, you've got campus facilities that are, you know, all included in that. So, like, that means the gym, the student health center, the counseling center, other campus facilities, activities that are usually covered by these fees that you pay. None of that happened, and so the judge says that they can absolutely pursue a refund for all of those things. Now, the classes did happen. They weren't in person, so the classes were, you know, were offered over Zoom or wherever, virtually. And so the university says that they're trying to dismiss the lawsuit, saying that they have a right to change their policies, fees, and other charges without notice. I don't know if that's in the contract, but we'll see. And so an attorney for the plaintiffs, for the students who are suing, say that this, the university shouldn't be allowed to keep money for services that it offered and then didn't provide. And so the students were forced into virtual learning after having specifically paid tuition to attend classes on campus, where the University of Delaware actually offers, you can be a full-time remote student. This is even before COVID, and so it's a much cheaper price. So the students are arguing, well, you forced us into this, so we should have just paid that tuition price and not for the in-person tuition price. So I think that the University of Delaware has got a big settlement headed their way.
Well, I think that there is...
And I think other schools are probably
private schools, public schools, and I say that because we're talking here mainly about postgraduate education, but I think taxpayers, there ought to be some class action lawsuits in Los Angeles, a pretty good example, but plenty of other cities where the entire budget and the increases that were asked for to fund teachers who did not a damn thing during this whole period of time, and yet they still are pushing around. This is why public institutions are under so much scrutiny right now, especially right now. And it isn't just the police. It's the unions that are that maintain their control over teachers in cities. And again, I use Los Angeles as an example because of the one I know best. I know it better than Boston. In Boston, there hasn't been that kind of uproar. In my community, there has been actually a little in the town of Framingham, which is 26 miles due west of Boston. There has been a flurry of activity from the unions, but they were kind of put in their place by the superintendent, who's no slouch. But still, there was a lot of learning didn't take place. It just didn't. And so do we then sue the community because we paid taxes and the schools didn't do anything? Should there be class action lawsuits, or should we be suing China? Like we have sued other, what was
we
the last
can
time?
Now, we, right? Yeah. I mean, that's yeah. that Chuck Schumer made that. That was his big thing in yeah. Congress or in the Senate of allowing
the
victims
of
9/11 families yep. to sue Saudi Arabia. So, yeah. yes, that legal right. precedent has been set. But again, yeah. how do you actually get them to pay up? You don't.
You don't. But yeah. so that's, is it a waste of time?
Yes.
Maybe it is.
It's a waste of time for anyone who, you know, is going to have to pay a lawyer to file paperwork.
It's consciousness, Victoria. It's having an attitude toward them and what they have done and why we continue to support them by buying their crap, literally and figuratively. We're put in a position we can't. We were just talking about the inflation rate going up 4.2%. Because the Chinese, the chip makers, the market, they hoarded them all. And now you can't get cars unless you pay over the sticker price, 20% more for a used car this time versus last year this time. You know, that kind of stuff. Why, you know, it's a whole, our lives, and this is what they want, to affect and overtake and overcome our lives so that they are the most powerful and most influential culture on the planet. And that's where the problem begins. So, at any rate, but back to COVID itself and how much time we have spent talking about the various things. There are still items that are going on, but as far as masks and vaccines and statistics and all that stuff, I'm going to declare this program pretty much an island. We're going to, for a long time I said, when Jennifer and Victoria especially would complain to me off the air about, oh my God, so much COVID, I wanted to be the number one COVID state program because I think that it was important when we were doing it, and that's why I made that judgment call. Right now, I think it's nonsense. Most of the discussion about COVID is pure bunkum. I have no faith in recommendations that are coming from people who seem to be talking out of their butts. And at this point, you're going to get a shot. You've gotten a shot. You've decided you are or you aren't. There are some people that are trying to convince folks, a lot of advertising on the radio now to get you. And I think it's well-spirited, well-intentioned. But I think it's time for us to move into a different point of view, into a different reality. There's so many other things. Look at what we've talked about today already. Nothing to do with COVID. Actually, nothing much to do with the political realities of what's going on. It's just a lot of great things, some of them good, some of them interesting, compelling, but they don't have to do with COVID. So in order to put this all to bed, we've gone back to the playlist of songs that came out during COVID, and so we're going to have a few moments of each one of them, starting, if you will, Phil, with Gun Hill Road. We paid a lot of attention to them lately because of Michael Harrison's new song, I Know You're Real. This is back when we used to hunt. I thought this is one of the most clever tunes to come out of this whole reality. But I think it's time to put this to rest. All right, so anyway, we have Back When We Used to Hug, which was a takeoff of a song that they did in the early 70s, Gun Hill Road, Back When My Hair Was Short. That was another good piece of music. Just fun stuff. Gun Hill Road has always been kind of fun from my point of view. Also releasing during this past year a song, Dolly Parton suggested that we be safe, be respectful in the song When Life Is Good Again. Are we there, ladies? Is life returning to being good again? Oh, can we see that? Yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope so.
Yeah, right. We can look at all the foibles and, you know, I can take my shots at the Chinese or whatever. But we have, and you see all of the things that we were complaining about with regard to COVID unions and stuff. But in America, things are really pretty good, and I think life is becoming good again in the main. So that's the Dolly song. Who doesn't remember Mavis Staples?
Now we're all in it together.
From the Staples Singers.
We got to get it right.
79 years old and still out there rocking and rolling. She's a piece of work, man. Song called
Off. Coming up as soon as everybody's out again.
Yeah, and that's coming up. That's one of the reasons, actually, Victoria, thank you for bringing that up. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do this, because I can see we have Fenway Park open next week for its full back to capacity. And by the way, the seats were sold out literally in 40 minutes.
Sure, I bet.
Filled up the park. 40 minutes.
A lot of concerts. I'm getting all the emails now about concerts for sale and tickets for sale.
Doesn't it feel good? I know.
It does feel good, yeah. So anyway, this is Mavis is all in it together, getting through there. Michael Bublé released a song during quarantine. Gotta be patient.
Let's enjoy this combination.
Even the Bare Naked Ladies did this.
And every day we'll sing a song.
Oh, with Sophia Reyes.
To make you dance.
It's not really what you expect for standard fare from Bublé either, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
This is very Bare Naked Ladies, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I gotta be patient. Let's enjoy this combination.
Miss Sophia. So that's good. Also, there was
the rule that during COVID, you just had to write terrible stuff. Or
yeah.
Right?
Oh, do you guys remember hearing Avenue Beats, F-2020?
What was that? I don't know that song. What was that?
It was kind of like a pop song. It was good. I'll have to send it to you guys. Not radio friendly.
I was going
to
say, is it radio friendly?
Yeah, right. Nope. Okay. I was going to slap you on your wrist for that one, Jay. And the other song that we played during the course of all of this silliness or whatever was upset was Big and Rich's single called
this
Stay
Home.
This
was by far the best one.
You like it?
This
best
was
the last.
This was funny. Yeah.
Practice that, will you, Phil?
We're all in this together. Now, friend, you ain't alone. All you got to do is stay home.
Yeah. Craig, yeah, this is a good song. You're right.
Yeah, it just sounded like it was recorded in a studio.
Yeah,
yeah. John Stewart's closet, right?
You know, that's one of the things.
But the lyrics are really clever to this song too. This is a really fun song.
So let's listen. Go ahead, crank it up.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No friend, you ain't alone.
He's from Nashville, isn't he, Jay? Are these guys Big and Rich? Aren't they from Nashville?
Big and Rich? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't they have a bar? The Redneck
John
Riviera
Rich is
Bar.
In Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're.
There is a bar in Nashville.
I don't know where they're originally from, but yeah, I think they're here now.
Yeah. Is that bar all open? Is everything open in Nashville now?
Oh, yeah, everything's 100% open.
Open up, yeah.
No capacity, no time limit.
I saw Luke Bryan stumbling out of one of those bars drunk.
Probably his.
Really?
Oh, why wasn't I there? I don't know. I thought of you, Jen. I was like, wow, he's vulnerable. He's bombs, and he's like high-fiving
That's
people.
How I
is that
like
him?
He's
wasted.
Is that his
beer
thing?
Goggles.
Is that his,
all those artists like kind of own a small percentage of those bars down there. So
yeah,
they show up every once in
a while. Does he get drunk a lot?
I don't know. Apparently he does. He's on Instagram on Dumois with some, you know, getting drunk and feely touchy. So
hold on a second.
We are
why
such a great
listen.
Sports.
Someone got kicked in the face by a cow.
Yeah. That was 2.5 hours ago.
All right, enough of this. 48 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
After the hour now, it's a wonderful time of the week when we welcome in the Barker. I don't know about that. That's good. I like it. Warren Eckstein. Isn't it nice, Warren, that I please myself? If nobody else is pleased with it, I amuse myself, the Barker. Have you actually ever had a barking contest on the air on your radio program, The Pet Show? Animal sound contest, like give them some hugs and kisses as a prize if you call them with the best bark or best.
I've had people imitate their dogs
pig sound
or their cats.
Oink, 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 oink. Or
I've never done moo. No, I haven't, but it's a good idea. But I have had that people imitate their dogs bark or their dogs cry because that helps me understand the behavior.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something. Speaking of behavior, this is back to human behavior, and we all know how bad humanity is oftentimes. So remember last year at this time we were talking about how many pets were being adopted, pandemic, people at home, and they went out and they got lots of different animals, and it was cool. And now shelters are saying that with restrictions being lifted, a lot of people who were able to or wanted to adopt a pet are returning them to the pet store or to the wherever. What do you bring them to, shelters or whatever it is, in record numbers? What do you
I have a better idea. I have a better idea. In fact, interesting, I was just reading an article how most of the new pet guardians are younger. Most of the dogs and cats adopted during the quarantine were adopted by younger people. Mm-hmm. They're still working. They have more active lifestyles. So here's where the guardian and the employer really have to work together. If they do, more animals will stay at home. Less animals will have to go back to shelters. In other words, work your hours out with your employee. sit down, have that conversation. I'm sure they can work it out with you. So this will give these people the opportunity to keep their pets and maintain their job and their lifestyle at the same time. I think it's a great idea. If the employees would work with the workers, I think they could resolve this issue. Because the biggest problem is we've got to go back to work. What are we going to do with the dog? So I think if that problem were worked out, I think it would be an easy resolution to resolve. And I think it was $11 million.
In your experience, what percentage of offices or bosses allow the dogs to come to work? You know, it's different on the farm or different with what we do. We all have our dogs around us, but we're working from our homes. So what about bringing dogs in? What sort of problem does that present itself if dogs don't get along with each other?
It doesn't present the problem. Years ago, you know, when I first started, no one would take their dogs to work. But now many companies, I think Google's one of the companies, and Purina's one of the companies, and hundreds of other companies now allow their workers to bring their pets. And there's no problem. What they do is they have the little walk area they put outside for the dogs. They can take them out when they want to take them out. And most importantly, Doug, what they found, the productivity of the people that had their pets at work with them was like 50% better than people who did not have their work, because the stress is less, the anxiety is less, they're more apt to communicate with people, and people stop by and they socialize with each other because of the dog. So I think it's a great idea. I think more and more companies should start considering allowing it. Some of them are actually building little park areas for their dogs to come and hang out with their guardians. I think it's a great idea.
That's awesome.
So what happens if you've got a pot-bellied pig as a pet, and you want to bring that to work? What happens then? Because now they become pretty popular, right? Pot-bellied pigs. I met one at the farm next to mine last year. There's a picture of me with that pot-bellied pig on my Facebook page, and I could see myself having one of these hanging around on the farm, frankly.
They're great. I mean, you know, I had two pigs, but they were 1,200 pounders. They weren't the pot-bellied pigs. The thing you need to understand, Doug, and I'm a little worried about you, because take this the right way. Pigs are really, really bright. They can outsmart you every single day. As a matter of fact, there's an old saying among farmers that pigs would be the most popular animal in the world if people would understand that they didn't have to be so big. The reason is that they have every emotion we have. In other words, when I would travel, and I would come back after a week or so and go to see my pigs, they would be mad at me unless I bought them a gift. I bought them a T-shirt from every single town I went to. Triple X, by the way. A T-shirt from every single town I went to.
Oh, my God.
But that's the emotion they have. Pigs have the emotions of human beings. I swear, amazing animals. But not for everybody. They're a little too smart
for
a lot of people.
They can be dangerous if they've not been around people. They can be very dangerous, especially if they have their piglets around. So, there's that. Anyway, the now that we're getting through COVID, I've declared our program to be almost COVID free. What are we doing about making the home? You know, we've had the dogs with us. The house is set up. Is it or is it? Do we think about making our home pet friendly?
Absolutely. Let's do a whole thing on that next week. How to make your house pet friendly. Because if what I recommend, first of all, is get down on all fours, crawl around the house. If it looks dangerous to you, it's dangerous to your pet.
Yeah, right. I think that's also very true. People don't do that. I do that with Daisy. You can picture me doing that, I'm sure. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out his pet show, thepetshow.com. 59 past.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.